To the movies, and the new Ben-Hur movie is out. It's in the cinemas at the moment. Russ Matthews is one of my movie mates. He works for City Bible Forum, helping business people in the CBD better get to know Jesus. But I do like talking movies with him. Russ, good evening.
Hey, Dominic, how you going?
Very well. Thanks for talking to us tonight.
Oh, it was great. Thanks for having me on.
Now, mate, I've been worried when I heard this new version of Ben-Hur was coming out. I'm worried. You've seen it. I haven't. Have they ruined it?
No, I haven't. I mean, that is the question, isn't it?
Because it's such a classic movie, the 1959 version. Oh. And if somebody's put a new version out, I mean, how can they improve on it?
I really can say they haven't improved on it, that's for sure. I mean, and the thing is, I mean, this is really the sixth time it's actually made it onto the cinematic screens.
This is the sixth interpretation of the movie.
Sixth one, yeah. So 1959 was the there was actually one in between these two that didn't really make it to theaters, but this is the 1959 is the one that everyone will remember with Charlton Heston. If you've seen it at all, but it definitely they haven't improved on it, but it definitely suffers from that kind of comparison to Big Brother kind of mentality, but it still stays true to the story, I think.
Mm. I mean, I don't know how you went. I didn't see it as a child, and then probably about 10 years ago, I thought to myself, you know, I ought to start educating myself about classic movies that I haven't seen. And so I made a systematic decision when I'd go to the video shop on a Friday night or something, I'd go and find the classic that I hadn't seen. And Ben-Hur was one of the ones that I saw. I think we bought a copy and I ended up buying a copy. And it's a terrific movie, the 1959 one. So give us the contrast between the old version and the new version.
Well, yeah, Dominic, I would probably recommend anybody to go out and actually give this one a go. I mean, the 1959 version, to give it a chance. I know it still kind of dates itself to a certain degree, but still, I think it still holds up, especially the chariot scene. As far as what the contrast between the two, I mean, you still have the chariot scene, but they really kind of condensed it down to 2 hours opposed to being the 3-hour epic that it's going to be.
So short,
They definitely, the chariot scene seems to be the kind of the key focus of it all. There's definitely the tension between the two adopted brothers. It's kind of a flip, though, on this one, is that in this story, Marcella, who's actually played by Toby Cabell, is actually the adopted son into Judah Ben-Hur's family. And so they kind of leave out the whole travel to Rome and all that kind of component to it.
But then what it
really kind of comes down to, and this is going to be an interesting difference between the two, and that I think especially for your audience in particular, is that in this one I think that they're actually more overt with the kind of Jesus component.
Let's just pause on that, because I was thinking the 1959 version had cinematic significance, but also faith significance. It was a mighty story in terms of movie terms, but also it powerfully said some things about faith.
Right.
I take it this new version doesn't have the, if you like, people aren't going to be saying bigger than Ben-Hur about this new version, or are
they? Not going to be saying bigger than Ben-Hur, mainly because of the way that it was filmed. They definitely would not say that the way that it was filmed was epic in any sense of the words. I actually kind of call it more Gladiator light, as far as the way that it was
Gladiator
filmed.
Light. Okay.
Yeah, but on the other side of it, though, I think that they're more overt with the Jesus component.
Really,
in that Jesus actually has lines in the film. Jesus, we see his face. There's not allusions to him. That there's actually certain components to where you actually see Jesus, and he has actually something to say, as it were, and. I still think it has the same level of impact that the original has, but this one, Jesus has more of a saying.
Mm. Okay. So you recommend it?
I definitely would recommend it. The one thing that, too, I mean, looking at both, coming from a position, I mean, me being a Christian myself, one of the things that I look at and kind of consider, would I be embarrassed by the message that's kind of being delivered in this? No, definitely not. I think that it's definitely one that's worthwhile considering. But also for somebody who may be inquiring or kind of interested in the whole storyline, I think you'll still be entertained by this film. You'll enjoy it. But also there might be, you may come away with a lot of questions in regards to kind of Jesus and the Bible message. And I think it's something worth engaging with or starting the engaging process.
Terrific. Russ, thanks very much for talking to us tonight.
That's fantastic, Dominic. It's always a pleasure anytime.
Great. Russ Matthews on the line there. And of course, he is part of the Christian Ministry City Bible Forum.